Let's pay homage to the Buddha, the fully enlightened one. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. I will pay respect to the Buddha. Buddha Bodhaya Dipiti Dantoyo Dhammataya Sa Dhammataya Tanto Dhammante No Atrenaya Sa Nibuddho Nibbanataya Tanlo Katrenanami Lokatreno Lokadumai Kozaya Kasupchito Mudo Yo Nago Buddha Naga Miro Yadi Asendi Atutachim Yaswapyadi Buddha Dissali Guru Raito Tempiyendo Muvikeye Oraya Satchataita Dubobodu Rokotu Tenle Pijabaze Tencho Gandaga Tanto Guru Gabi Yenchiro Muvikeye Tamataya Satchataita Dubobodu Rokotu Meyen Yenchijaze Chengalaga Tanto Kuranga Binkili Tau Pukhase Yenyendo Muvikeye Tamataya Satchataita Dubobodu Rokotu Meyen Kili Tau Nyenjabaze Chengalaga Dino Vataneya Dau Angara Chango Buddha Chau Kuro Raya Pi Chive Italiye Drenaya Sakura Tatu Chotaitu Rone Buddha Wan Mave Kando Buddha Chau Yau Java Vijin Chunga Laka Nibuddha Kine Tadre Nipa Winsan Yote Purodai Nye no Muvi Chive Nibbanataya Sakura Tatu Vene Ludo Kukate Nye Jabase Jin Chunga Laga Dhammam Nizem Lina Dhammasako Ibedi Guru Nashe Tamyata Apche Hocharo Mukhe Bhavei Lokadrena Lokatumai Kozaya Dasu Pito Mudo Tanaga Buddha Naga Miro Yadi Asende Ato Tato Nyaswapyago Nami Namami Kono Nalong Tong Tong Pyong Pyong Nango Shoye Gato Myano Lesong Moye Shikho Uhyo Pai Nyaswapya Nyaswapya. What are we talking about? Jiva. Today, I'm going to tell all of you how amazingly beautiful female devas are. Their physical touch is so fine that They devas are attracted by them and find it hard to stay away from them. To give you an idea about how beautiful they are, I will quote one of the stories from Dhammapada, Book 1, Story 9.
那么为了让你有一个概念，仙女是怎样的漂亮，那我呢就拿一个故事，在一个《法华经》第一本书呢，第九的那个故事。
Do you know Prince Nanda?
你知道吗？南大太子。
Do you know? He is a younger brother of the Buddha.
他是佛陀的弟弟。
Prince Nanda married a very beautiful lady named Janapada Kalyani.
这个南大太子呢，跟一个很漂亮的女孩。 这本名字叫Janapada Kalyani。
Do you also know Janapada Kalyani?
你认识吗？Janapada Kalyani?
On their wedding day, our Buddha entered their house for alms.
在太子跟这个女孩子结婚的那一天呢， 佛陀呢，在那边，透过。After
the wedding ceremony ended, the Buddha placed his bowl in the hand of Prince Nanda.
他的戒奔仪式结束了，佛陀把他的那个钵呢放在这个南大太子的手上。Then,
rising from his seat, he departed without taking the bowl from the hands of the Prince Nanda.
佛陀要回的时候，他呢把这个没有那个钵呢，没有从那个南大太子的手上拿回。Out
of respect to the Buddha, Prince Nanda did not dare call attention to the fact that he still had the bowl, the Buddha's bowl.
因为非常尊敬佛陀，南大太子呢，没有提起佛陀，说他的那个钵呢，还是在他手上，佛陀还没有拿去。He
thought to himself, he will take his bowl at the head of the stairs.
那么，南大呢就想自己想。 佛陀应该会拿这个钵呢，当他走到那个阶梯的时候。But
even when the Buddha reached the head of the stairs, he did not take his bowl.
但是佛陀走到那个阶梯的时候呢，也没有拿回他的钵。Nanda
thought he would take it at the foot of the stairs.
那么曼达想呢？ 佛陀应该会在这个阶梯走完了，拿他的钵。But
the Buddha did not take his bowl even there.
但是呢，佛陀走完了阶梯，也是没有拿回他的钵。Nanda
thought he would take his bowl in the palace platform.
那么，南大又想，可能他。 佛陀呢会拿他的钵呢，等他走到那个皇宫的平台。But
the Buddha did not take his bowl even there.
但是佛陀走到那个平台，也是没有拿回他的钵。Even
though Prince Nanda strongly desired to return to his wife, So great was his respect for the Buddha that he did not dare speak about the Buddha taking back his bowl.
虽然南大太子呢非常希望呢他回去自己的家过生活，但是因为非常尊敬佛陀，虽然佛陀没有拿回他的钵呢，他也不敢提醒佛陀。
Instead, much against his own will, he followed the Buddha, thinking all the while the Buddha will take his bowl here, the Buddha will take his bowl there, he will take his bowl over there.
虽然他是很不愿意的，一直跟着佛陀，但是他也是这样子想，佛陀呢应该呢走到这个地方的时候，或者另外一个地方，或者另外一个地方的时候，应该会拿他的钵。
At that moment, his wife, Janabada Kalyani, the belly of the country, received word. My lady, the exalted one has taken Prince Nanda away with him.
那个时候呢，他的老婆太太Janabada Kalyani, 美丽的很美丽的女人呢，听到人家跟她讲，佛陀呢已经把她的丈夫太子南大呢带走了。
What will you do if the Buddha took your newly whom was taken by the Buddha?
什么该怎么办啊？你的刚结婚的丈夫给佛陀带走了。
Hearing this news, Janabada Kalyani, with tears streaming down her face and hair half combed, ran after Prince Nanda as fast as she could and said to him, "Sir, please return immediately."
听到这样的消息啊，Janabada Kalyani 呢，那么眼泪呢就从眼睛掉下来，那么头发呢也散了，头发散了一般上的意思就是说呢，在很悲痛的时候，他们会弄他头发散了，那么就直接的追向Prince Nanda走的地方，那么一见到了Nanda就跟他讲请你快点回家吧。
Her words caused a tremble in Nanda's heart.
他所讲的话呢，使到Nanda的心很痛。
Despite that, the Buddha, still without taking his bowl, led Nanda to his monastery, where he said to him, "Nanda, would you like to become a monk?"
虽然如此呢，佛陀也是没有拿回他的钵，那么让南大呢跟他一起走回摩纳西，就是那个庙寺庙，那么跟南大讲，你要出家吗？
If it would be you, what will you do?
如果是你呢，你怎么做呢？
Now see, so great was Prince Nanda's respect for the Buddha that he dare not say, "I don't wish to become a bhikkhu." So he said instead, "Yes, I would like to become a monk."
So, 虽然是说呢，他很不想成为一个出家人呢。但是因为对佛陀是非常尊敬的，他不敢说出呢，我不要出家。但相反的，他讲，好的，我要成为一个出家人。
Then the Buddha ordained him as a bhikkhu.
那么佛陀呢，就让他出家。
Nanda felt so discontented that he told his troubles to a large company of bhikkhus, saying, "Venerable Sangha, I'm dissatisfied. I'm now living the religious life, but I cannot continue to live the religious life any longer.
那么，过后呢，南大呢就感觉到心里很不舒服，那么他就跟周围的比丘们呢讲，比丘们，我感觉到很不满意，我将要离开这个出家人的生活，我再也不能再这样下去了，我要放弃了这个持这个戒，回去做一个普通的人。
I intend to abandon the higher precepts and to return to the lower life, the life of layman.
我决定要放弃的持这个戒，那么回去做一个在家居士。
The Buddha, hearing of this incident, said to him, Nanda, is the report true that you told a large company of bhikkhus, Venerable Sangha, I'm dissatisfied. I'm now living the religious life, but I can't continue to live the religious life any longer.
那么，佛陀听到了，知道了有这样的事情，就跟南大讲，是否真的，那个比丘们有说你讲你要放弃了这个出家人的生活，你再也不要过这样的生活了。
I intend to abandon the higher precepts and to return to the lower life, the life of layman.
你不要，你要放弃这个戒律，那么要回做一个在家弟子。
Venerable Sir, it is quite true.
那么南大呢跟佛陀讲，是的，我有这样的讲。
The Buddha then said to Nanda, Why are you dissatisfied with the religious life you are now living?
那么佛陀就跟南大讲，为什么你不满意这个目前的出家的生活呢？
Why can't you continue to live the religious life any longer?
为什么你不能继续在所谓修行下去？
Why do you intend to abandon the higher precepts and to return to the lower life, the life of living?
为什么你要放弃了这个持这个戒，回去做一个普通的在家人？
Venerable Sir, when I left my palace, my wife, Janabada Kalyani, with her hair half combed, took leave of me, saying, Sir, please return immediately.
佛陀，他跟佛陀说，南大跟佛陀说，当我离开我的皇宫，我的太太亚那巴达卡拉亚利，那么他头发呢也散乱的，离开我的时候，他跟我这样讲，请快点回到我身边。
Venerable Sir, it is because I keep remembering her that I'm dissatisfied.
他南大跟佛陀说，因为我一直想起这些事情呢，所以我的心呢，很不满意。
I'm now living the religious life, but I can't continue to live the religious life any longer.
我现在呢是过着出家人的生活，但是我已经不能再继续这样生活下去了。
I intend to abandon the higher precepts and to return to the lower life, the life of layman.
我决定放弃这个持戒，我要回去做一个普通的出家人。
Then the Buddha took Bhikkhu Nanda by the arm And by his psychic power, guided him to the Deva's world.
那么过后呢，活佛呢用他的神通力呢，带南大呢，前往去这个天界。
On the way, the Buddha pointed out to Venerable Nanda a greedy, ugly female monkey which had lost her ears and nose and tail in a fire.
在前往这天界的时候呢，半路的时候，佛陀指给南大看，有一只母猴呢，被火烧了耳朵。鼻子跟尾巴，很难看的样子。
What did the Buddha point out to the Venerable Nanda?
佛陀指给南大看什么呢
？Buddha, the Buddha pointed out to Venerable Nanda a greedy, ugly, female monkey which had lost.Her ears and nose and tail in a fire. How ugly the monkey would be.
佛陀指给南大看是一只母猴，很难看的，很耳朵世界的耳朵，鼻子以及尾巴因为给火烧了。
The monkey was seated on a burnt stump.
那只母猴呢？坐在那个火烧的那个飞机。
When they reached the wall of the Devas, the Buddha pointed out 500 amazingly beautiful female Devas who came to wait upon Sekha, the king of the Devas.
当他们到达了这个天界的时候呢，佛陀呢就指向500个。非常美的仙女在本座沙嘎这个天宫，就是的天龙天王那个天神的那个王。
After the Buddha had shown Bhikkhu Nanda these two sights, he asked him this question: Nanda, whom do you regard as being the more beautiful, your wife Janardana Kalyani?Of these 500 female devas.
那么这两种现象，难道看到了？佛陀就问他，难道你认为你的美丽的太太雅那巴达卡拉雅尼，或者是500位仙女，哪个比较漂亮？
So Nanda said, Venerable Sir, compared to these 500 amazingly beautiful female devas, my wife, Janardana Kalyani, looks like a greedy, ugly female monkey which has lost her ears and nose and tail in a fire.
那么Nanda 就跟佛陀说，如果比较起这个500位仙女这么漂亮的，以及跟我的太太比较，那个巴达卡拉亚尼，我太太就好像刚才所看到的那只母猴，烧了耳朵、鼻子以及尾。
Now you see, even the belly of the country, Janardana Kalyani looks like.Female ugly monkey who has lost her ears and nose and tail in a fire.
当你们看到了这个这样美丽的那个加纳巴达卡拉亚尼呢，在他的国家里面他是很美丽的，但是比较起天神来讲，他只是好像那只母猴。
Don't compete in the world universe again anymore.
我也不用跟那个世界小姐来比较。
In comparison to these female devas, my wife does not amount to even a fraction.
较跟这些天仙仙女来讲，我太太根本完全的不能跟他们比较。
These 500 female devas are infinitely more beautiful.
这五百仙女的都是非常的漂亮。
How surprising it is!
那么很惊讶。
Compared to the female devas, even Janapada Kalyani, the belly of the country, looks like an ugly monkey.
比较起这个仙女来讲，这么美丽的加纳巴达呢，在她的国家是很算是美女的，也只是像那个丑陋的母猴。
So now we are talking about in the human state.There are a lot of opportunities to do wholesome deeds, such as offering dana, practicing sila, practicing samatha and vipassana.
来，现在我们讲回在人间呢，有很多机会呢，我们是可以做布施，可以禅修。
So we have explained about already.About dana and sila.
我们已经有讲了关系到 dana 布施跟持戒。
Now, let us turn to the practice of samatha and vipassana meditation.
现在我们来讲这个samatha 跟 vipassana 的禅修，就是止观法门。
Concentration.Can be developed only when we are free from sensual pleasures and the hindrances.
那个定力呢，只能培育啊。如果我们没有这个欲乐的享受，以及其他的障碍。
Have you ever heard? There are 500 very beautiful female devas to the left.And to the right of a deva, male deva.
你听过吗？五百位仙女呢，在这个男的边人呢，左边跟右边。
Have you ever heard? No. No. Okay. Now you have heard. There are 500 very beautiful female devas.To the left and right of each male deva.
天人呢，他的左边呢跟右边呢，都有加起来有五百位的仙女。
Heavenly sensual pleasures are so fine that it is difficult for ordinary devas to cultivate wholesome deeds.
天界呢，因为这个欲乐的享受啊。这么的多呢，所以是非常难给这个天人男的天人呢去做这个善业的。
Therefore, devas declare that the human state is a good destination.
所以呢，天人呢，他们就认为呢，我们人间呢是最好的地方。
The reason our bodhisattva.Choose not to spend his whole lifespan in the deva realms whenever he was born there was because he could not fulfill the perfection barami there.
我们的佛陀呢，不要在天上呢，天上呢，用他的寿命在生活在那边，因为如果他生在那边呢。他不能补具他的巴拉蜜，就是说不能完满他的圆满他的巴拉蜜。
I will say again, whenever our bodhisattva was born in the deva realm, he chose not to spend his whole lifespan in the deva realm because he could not fulfill barami there.
每次我们的菩萨呢。他都在这个天界呢， 他不要用他的时间在那边投身在那边，因为呢他不能圆满他的那个巴拉蜜。
Instead, as the Bodhisattva, he was able to make a determination to return to the human world where this is easier.
所以呢，我们的菩萨呢，他有做那个，一直有那个 determination， 就好像烟啊，你这个烟这样，要投身在人间，那么因为那边比较可以休息。
This is the ability of the Bodhisattva. He was able to make a determination to return to the human world.
菩萨呢，他有特别的那个，他可以做这个 determination， 这个愿呢，出生在这个人间。
When you are going to be reborn there.Are you going to make a determination to return the human world?
那么，你在天到的时候呢，你是否能放这个愿呢？要出生在人道
？I don't believe.
我是。
You have no wish at all to do.
来到这呢，我不相信你们能这样做了。因为那边非常的快乐的。
Only Bodhisattva, because he is a great being who is fulfilling Bharami to be able to save or to be able to teach the Dharma to all the suffering beings. That's why he is very much inclined to fulfill the Bharami instead of enjoying sensual pleasure.
只有菩萨呢，他能做到这一点，因为他这个愿呢，他要来成圆满正觉的佛陀，来普度众生。
So, when we are humans, we really need to practice meditation to penetrate the Dharma as it really is.
So, 所以呢，我们是身为人的时候呢，我们应该呢。要修行这个禅修，来了解佛法。
I have now explained why the devas say the human state is a good destination.
现在我要解释为什么天人呢说这个我们的人道呢是最好的地方。
However, for those who practice.Sila, Samadhi, and Vipassana systematically and deeply. When they were humans, being reborn among the devas hastens their attainment.
但是呢，如果我们人呢，在人间的时候有做这个戒定慧的修行呢，有系统的以及你很用心的，那么呢，你就会，如果你投身在天界呢，你会更快的得到成果。
Why？
为什么呢
？According to the Buddha, there are many Dharma friends in the Deva realm.
根据佛陀讲呢。在天上呢，其实也是有很多的个 Dharma friend， 就是好像佛友这样呢，住在那边。
When they see you there, they recognize you and remind you to practice meditation. And when that happens, you can penetrate the Dharma very quickly.
当他们见到你的时候，他们认得你，那么会一直的鼓励你。禅修，那么如果这样的情形呢，你就会进步得很快，了解佛法。
The answer to the second question is, having become a human being, acquire faith in the Dharma and discipline taught by the Tathagata is the Deva's meaning of the gain that is good to gain.
刚才之前的第二个答案，那么得到成为投身为人了，那么对这个法身戒律呢有信心，佛陀所讲的，那么他的 the gain that is good to gain 就是说得到那个最好的东西。
Do you remember the first statement? Go to a good destination.
你记得吗？之前的讲到第一个是他要死亡的时候，第一个是去那个最好的地方。
After that, having become a human being, gain the gain that is good to gain in the second statement.
那么第二呢，就是说你投身在人道了，那么去得到那个好的东西。
So gain the gain that is good to gain means acquire faith in the Dharma and discipline taught by the Buddha.
这个 the gain that is good to gain 的意思是说呢，你有了那个信心对我佛法跟那个 discipline 的纪律。
To share how important it is to acquire faith in the Dharma and discipline. Let me quote the words of the Buddha from Samyutta Nikaya.
那么，让你能更知道，为什么对这个信心对佛法跟那个纪律啊，我现在要讲这个 Samyutta Nikaya。其中一个一段。
Our Buddha said, faith is a person's partner. If lack of faith does not persist, fame and reputation thereby come to him, and he goes to heaven on leaving the body.
然后佛陀说呢，信心呢是一个人的伴侣。那么缺少信心呢，这个路程呢就很难继续。那么名利啊，一个人就能得到名利，如果有这个信心。那么如果他死亡了，离开他身体的时候呢，他也能投身天道。
What does the Buddha say?Faith is a person's partner.
佛陀讲怎样呢？他说，这个信心是一个人的伴侣。
People have different kinds of companions, teachers, friends, wives, husbands, children, protectors, and so on.
我们人呢有不同的很多种的。朋友或者伴侣呢，好像我们的老师啊、朋友啊、太太啊、丈夫啊、小孩啊、孩子啊，或者保护我们的人啊，种种。
What do you think? Are they real companions?
你想怎样？他们是否是真的我们的真正的伴侣？
They are not our real companions.
他们不是我们真正的伴侣。
They are only with us temporarily, not permanently.
他跟我们在一起呢是暂时的，不是永恒的。
Such companions can't follow us when we die.
当我们死的时候呢，他们不会跟我们一起去的。
What follows us when we leave this body is a companion called faith.
当我们离开这个身体，我们死亡的时候呢，跟我们一起去的只是这个信心。
Do you get it?
你明白吗？
It is because of faith that we perform wholesome deeds, such as offering dana, keeping the precepts, and engaging in meditation practice.
因为信心呢，我们就做这个善业，如布施、持戒以及禅心。
Suppose if someone has no faith on the Buddha, on the Dharma, on the Sangha, and Karma and its results, will they perform wholesome deeds such as offering, keeping the precepts and practicing meditation?
如果一个人对佛法僧没有信心，他们是否会做布施、持戒、修行、禅修？
If you have no faith, you cannot do it.
如果你没有信心佛法僧呢，你不能去这样做的。
Because of this, fame and reputation come to us. And when we leave the body, we will go to the good destination.
也是因为这样，我们这个有意啊、名誉啊，也会跟着我们。当我们离开这个身体的时候，就是死亡的时候呢，我们也会投身到好的地方。
Friends cannot follow us when we die.
我们的朋友呢，他不会跟我们一起去的。当我们死的时候
，Wives cannot follow us when we die.
为什么他们不跟我们一起去呢？当我们死的时候
，Husband and children too, they can't follow us when they die. When we die.
太太啊，孩子啊，也是不会跟我们一起去。
But all the meritorious deeds that we have accumulated with faith on the Buddha, on the Dharma, on the Sangha, and Karma and its results, even when we die, they follow us to the next existences. That's why faith is a person's partner.
但是我们所做的那个投生力啊、善业啊种种，因为我们相信这个禅法，这些善业呢，就能跟我们一起去投生。
And also the Buddha said, faith is a man's best treasure.
还有呢，佛陀说，这个信心呢，也是我们人的财宝。
All accumulated wealth, such as gold, money, jewels, and any person or thing that a man considers valuable, is defined as treasure.
其他好像全部那个我们的财富，如那个金啊、钱啊、珠宝啊，或者是人啊，还是东西啊。我们认为是我们的财富的。
Almost all the people in the world, they think gold, money, jewels, and all the valuable things as treasure.
一般上的人都会当这些是金啊、钱啊，刚才总统所讲的呢，是我们的那个宝贝的东西。
But living or non-living things are really not a man's best treasure.
那个有众生的、有生命的或没有生命的东西呢，其实不是我们真正的宝物。
When we die, we have to leave them all behind.
当我们死的时候呢，我们都要把他们放弃掉的。
With faith in the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha, and in Karma and its result, we do wholesome deeds such as offering, keeping the precepts and practicing meditation.
因为我们对三宝的那个信心呢，以及因果啊，那么我们做了很多的这些善业，比如布施、持戒、 跟禅心。
Knowing the benefit that results from such actions, we know that this is man's best treasure.
知道我们了解这些利益，有关系我们所做的这些种种呢，善业呢，所以呢，这就是我们的财产。
So the wise invest the strength of living things and accumulated non-living things in the fertile field called the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha.
所以一个有智慧的人呢，他们就会所谓的投资在所做的种种的东西，有关系到布施、持戒、禅心。
In doing so, good results will follow us like our shadow, and we can take them away with us when we leave this body.
所以这样做呢，好的结果呢，就会跟着我们，好像我们的影子。那么我们可以把它带走，当我们离开这个身体的时候。
You cannot take your money away when you die.
你不能把一个钱带走，当你死的时候。
You cannot take your gold away when you die.
你不能把你的那个金呢带走，当你死的时候。
In the same way, you cannot take your jewels, all the valuable things with you when you die.
同样的，你的珠宝呢也是不能带去的。
With all these non-living things.With faith on Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, Karma, its result. If you have invested then in the fertile field called the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha, so they follow you when you leave this body.
所以一样的，如果我们把种种东西马上投资在佛法身，布施、持戒、禅心呢？这些呢，才我们才能带走。
That's the reason why our Buddha said, "Faith is a man's best treasure."
所以这样呢，佛陀说呢，信心呢，就是一个人的财产。
Buddha continued, another one.Another statement, faith secures provision for jhani.
那么佛陀又讲呢，信心呢是所谓的资粮，我们旅行的资粮。
Whenever we start a journey, we need a variety of provisions, food, water, vehicle.Money for traveling expenses, etc.
当我们开始一个旅程的时候呢，我们需要种种的资粮，好像食物啊、水啊、车辆啊、钱啊，种种我们那个旅游的费用。
The longer our journey, the more provisions we need to carry.
越长的那个旅程呢，我们需要更多的资粮。
If we lack any of these provisions, and if that lack persists, our journey becomes long and difficult.
如果我们缺少了这些某一些的资粮呢，那个旅程呢，会变得更远、更困难的。
In the same way.When we start the journey to Nibbana, where all suffering ceases, we need the right provision.
同样的，我们如果要开始一个旅程前往涅槃呢，那个没有痛苦的地方呢，我们也需要有这些种种的资粮。
The manner in which we carry them with us.Is through accumulating wholesome deeds.
所以我们需要做这些种种的善业。
All wholesome deeds have roots in faith. Faith in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and faith in karma and its result.
这种种的那个善业呢，是因也是因为我们有信心，信心佛，信心跟佛法身。
If a lack of faith in any of these persists, we will be short of necessary provisions for the journey to nirvana.
如果缺少这个信心，有刚才所讲任何的一样东西呢？我们呢就缺少这些资粮，前往涅槃的道路。
Let's look at this from another perspective.
现在我们又以另一个角度来看。
When we teach mindfulness of breathing meditation, we see that there are some yogis who improve quickly, some slowly, and others that cannot improve.
我们看有些人学习禅修了这个呼吸观禅修，我们会看到有些禅修者呢进步得很快，有些进步得很慢，有些完全不能进步。
What is the reason?
那是什么原因呢？
We know that because of past practice, the quick ones improve quickly.
我们知道，那是因为在过去我们有修行呢，那么进步呢就很快。
When they can perceive dependent origination, which is discerning cause and effects, they realize that they have practiced mindfulness of breathing meditation in their past existences.
当他们观这个十二因缘，那么了解这个因果的时候，他们了解到明白，因为他们之前呢在前世的时候呢有修的关系呢，所以他们才得到进步。
They come to know that they have already cultivated the provisionsThat enabled them to develop concentration quickly in this very life.
所以他们能知道，因为之前他们有做了这些种种的善业呢，所以就能让他们发展他的定力，比较快呢，在这一生。
I want to share all of you here in this retreat.I'm very happy. There are some or several people, those several yogis who could see nimitta after practicing anapana meditation. So we meet people with good parami here in Nandaka.
才要说呢，他很高兴，在这次的禅修的里面呢，有几位禅修者呢，都能看到你一般就是这个禅相。那么他说呢，是因为之前他们的前世呢有种了这个善业呢，所以呢他们可以很快的能看到禅相。
For sure, even though.You don't know your past life. For sure, you have practiced in your past. Because of this reason, in this very life, when you start practice mindfulness of breathing meditation, you could get nimitta quickly.
And also, 肯定的，因为是过去世呢有修的关系呢。所以第一次呢，修的时候才能看到这个禅相。
Another thing what I noticed, some meditators, when I started teaching Anapana meditation to them, they are not much willing to do because of their previous practice. Their mind rejects doing. So when I teach systematically, when they can change their mind, very soon they could develop concentration, they could see nimitta. That's why we need right teaching. Only then your barami can shine you to see the Dhamma.
Zai Rong said that he has observed that some of the practitioners have started to teach him this Anapanasati, the Anapanasati, the Anapanasati, he has a kind of resistance.可能是因为在过去世呢，他修的方法是不一样的。过后来到呢，用比较刺激的方法教呢，那么他们就慢慢能接受，那么也看到了效果了。
Likewise, when some yogi start the practice of knowing and seeing ultimate mentality and materiality, it goes smoothly for them. Others.Encounter difficulties.
同样的，有些禅修者呢，他们去观这个精神布置的时候呢，他会很顺利的能观得到，但是有其他的禅修者呢，却做不到。
This is also because of their past practice.
这也是关系到他过去是有修或者没有修。
What they have accumulated by faith in their past is a treasure that they now carry with them as provisions on the journey to Nibbana.
从前他们所做的那个种种的善业呢，就能帮忙那些人呢前往那个涅槃的道路。
What I want to remind all of you, those.Who could not practice well? You can reflect your past action. Maybe in the past, you haven't done well, and then you encounter difficulty in this very life. Don't feel sorry. This is the existence in which you can accumulate it, your good actions as much as you can for the realization in the future.Because of lacking in the past, you encounter difficulty. And then you feel depressed. You give up. You don't do. In the future, you will encounter difficulty again. That's why this is the existence in which you can do your best for your future realization. Never give up.
才刚说呢，有些人呢，在禅修方面呢，做的都不能进步啊。这样的情形呢，应该是说过去世人没有修这个善业，这样的情形之下呢，应该我们趁着这个机会身为人呢，又有机会做这个善业的时候呢，我们要尽量去做这个善业，那么以后呢，在来世的时候呢，我们就能进步，所以不要放弃。
Their son.Who have practiced insight meditation deeply in their past existences.
有些人呢，在过去世呢，他们有修这个禅修。
These meditators make rapid progress.
这样的禅修者呢，他在这次禅修的时候呢，进步得非常快。
They can quickly see Nibbana in this present life by practicing serenity and insight meditation.
他们会看到涅槃，因为修这个禅修。
All the wholesome actions that we have performed because of faith collect as our right and proper provision.All the wholesome actions that we have performed because of faith collect as our right and proper provision.
我们全部的 那个善业呢，我们所做的呢，都是因为我们有这个信心。那么有了这个信心呢，就能导致我们有这个资粮。
Due to this, our Buddha declared, faith secures provisions for a journey.
因为这样呢，我们佛陀有讲，佛陀有讲，那么信心呢，就是我们得到那些要前往这个旅程的资粮。
Faith is the seed.
信心呢，是一个种子。
We reap what we sow.
我们所种的，那么种我们所种的，那么所得到的。
If we plant wholesome seeds such as offering dana, keeping sila, and practicing meditation with faith in the Dharma, in the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha, they will bring forth the desirable fruits of long life, beauty, wealthHappiness, fame, and power, when we are once again reborn among humans and devas.
如果我们种这个善业，比如布施、持戒、禅修，对佛法生这个信心，那么他们就能带给我们长寿、漂亮、富有、快乐。以及有威望，以及有威力。那么我们如果在投身为人或者天神
，According to the Buddha, if we see the results, if see a certain result, the main causes.Past causes. Present causes only the supporting cause.
根据佛陀讲呢，我们所做到有任何的成就啊，在这一生呢，都是因为前世的所种的那个因呢。我们今世所做的呢，只是这个助缘罢了。
Do you get it?I will explain a little bit more. Is it possible for everybody to be a wealthy person?
可能吗？每个人都是成为很富有的人。
Possible, but if lack of accumulating.Karma persists in the past, in this very life. How much they try, they cannot be. For example, if they have accumulated wholesome deeds such as dana in their past very much, in this very life, if they try a little bit, they become a rich person. Even though you are trying much more than that person, you can't.Because there is lacking of karma in the past. That's why, if you see a certain result, the main cause is the past cause, present cause is the supporting cause only. If there is no past causes, how much you try, you cannot be. You can survive, but you cannot be as you wish.
来到讲的意思大概是说，我们现在富有啊。是因为前世所做的那个因，所以得到这个财富了。就比如说一个人非常富有，他虽然做了不是很非常，我们看了不是很努力，但是他也是很富有。那么另外一个人呢，他很努力去做，但是也不是很富有，也是关系到因为前世他并没有种到这个善的因，所以今世呢。他非常努力啊，也是不是非常富裕的。
In the same way, those who could develop concentration quickly, those who could see nimitta quickly, what is the reason? The main cause is past causes. Present cause, present practice is the supporting cause. If there is lacking of past causes, you will encounter difficulty in this very life.
所以同样的我们禅修如果进步呢也是因为我们过去是有修那么就很快的进步那么一个人修了不能很进步因为前世呢没有修的关系所以呢这一次呢修只是一个助缘不是说所以重要是前世有修
Why not?Sun, very beautiful.
为什么有些人禅修很难呢
Because of past causes.
是关系到前世的这个因。
If there is lacking of past causes, how much you try in this very life? Impossible.
如果介绍前世的那个善因呢，你怎样的努力去做呢？也是不可能的。
That's why when we see a certain result, it is because of our past causes, present causes, supporting causes. And if we don't support present causes, we cannot see the result too. Those who have practiced meditation in their past, if they don't practice in this very life, can they develop their concentration? Cannot.That's why present support also very important. Without this, you cannot see your past causes too.
虽然是这样，如果最深呢，如果你不努力去禅修呢，虽然你过去是有修啊，也是不能的。所以这个助缘呢，也是非常重要的。
I will repeat it, the statement of the Buddha.Faith is the seed.
然后再讲过一次呢，信心呢就是一个种子。
We reap what we sow.
种善因得善果。
If we plant wholesome seeds, such as offering dana, keeping sila, and practicing meditation with faith in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, they will bring forth.The desirable fruits of long life, beauty, wealth, happiness, fame and power, when we are once again reborn among humans and demons.
如果我们种善业，比如禅修、持戒、布施呢，对佛法生的信心，它将带给我们。长寿、美丽、有钱、快乐以及有威望。那么，当我们在投身为人类或者天神的时候
，They will help us to know and see Nirvana。
他这些条件呢，也能帮我们看到涅槃。
Therefore.The seed of faith in the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha must be planted in order to bear the fruit called Nibbana.
所以那个信心的种子对这个佛法生呢一定要种下来那么这样呢我们才能得到这个涅槃的结果。
Buddha said another statement, by faithOne crosses over the flood.
那么佛陀又在讲说一个例子，就是说，那个信心呢，能使人渡过一个洪流或者一个河。
The flood here means the flood of samsara.
这里的那个河流啊，是意思是那个。
It is hard to cross the flood of samsara.
就是很难要渡过的这个 samsara 这个娑婆世界的这个河流。
What do you think? Is it possible to cross the flood of samsara it is shit.
那么你认为怎样？如果我们用一个船呢，来渡过这个娑婆世界的河
？Even though we know it is impossible to cross over the flood called the round of rebirth in a ship, with faith, one can cross over this flood so difficult to cross.
但是如果我们有了这个佛法身的信心呢，它能使我们渡过这个非常难渡过的这个娑婆世界的河。
If faith has been well established, the human world is indeed a good destination.
如果这个佛法身的信心我们有去培育它呢，那么这个人道呢是。地界是一个好的那个地方。
For whom is a human world a good destination?
那么对于来讲呢，这个人道呢是好的地方呢。
The one who has been well established. The one whose faith has been well established in the Buddha.The Dharma and the Sangha are those.
那么就是对那些对佛法身有信心，那么有去培育的人呢，这个人道呢就是非常好的地方。
It is here that we can most easily gain the gain that is good to gain.
这个地方呢，就我们能得到，那么要得到那个。Gain the gain and it's good to gain, 就是说那个好的东西能得到。
If we can't, we have come to a good destination in vain.
如果我们不能呢，我们来了这个人道呢，就白来一趟了。
Human state is a good destination for those who have gained the gain that is good to gain.
那个人道呢，对那些有得到所谓这些好东西的人呢，才是好的地方。
Is a human state a good destination for you? Only when you have gained a gain that is good to gain, it can be said this is a good destination for you.
那么，如果你是有得到这些所谓的好的东西呢？那么才算是来这个人间呢是好的。
If we can't, we have come to a good destination in vain.
要不然呢，我们是白来一趟的。
What do you need to do? Meditate.
还要做什么？还要禅修。
Don't go back home.When faith is steadfast, firmly rooted, established and strong, not to be destroyed by any recluses or Brahmins or Devas or Mara or Brahmas or by anyone else in the world.
当我们这个心情很坚定的时候呢，很快提得非常强的时候呢，任何的人呢都不能破坏，包括了理智啊，这个婆罗门啊，天神啊，恶魔啊，或者梵天啊，任何人都不能会把这个我们的信心呢破坏。
This is what the devas mean by becoming well established.
这就是所谓天人讲的这个培育。
When a person has realized Nibbana with first part and fruition knowledge, no one in the world can destroy his faith.
当一个人已得到领悟的涅槃，得到的第一个道果智呢，道智跟果智的时候呢，没有任何一个人在这个世界能破坏掉他的这个信心。
No one ever again has the power to take that knowledge away from him or make him change.
那么也没有任何人呢有那个能力啊，把他这个knowledge 啊，这个智啊，包裹智啊，把他带走了，或者让他改变任何的那个信心。
With first person fruition knowledge, his faith in the Buddha, the Dharma, and Noble Sangha becomes unshakable.
得到了第一的那个道果智呢，他的信心对佛法身呢是没有动摇的。那么接下来讲这个信心呢，就所谓的 well established， 就是说很稳固的培育的。
His faith is said to be well established.
那么他的那个这个信心呢，可以说是很稳固的培育。
There is a story about this.
那么有关系这个呢，有一个故事。
There is in the time of the Buddha, there was a man called Surambatta.
当在佛陀的时代的时候，有一个名字叫苏兰巴塔。
Do you know 苏兰巴塔？
认识苏兰巴塔吗？知道吗
？You don't know. When he heard the teaching directly from the Tathagata, Surambatta became a sort of panna.
当这个苏兰巴塔听这个。佛陀开示之后呢，他就成为苏达班就一果了。过后
，Afterwards, the Buddha departed.
过后呢，佛陀呢就离开了。
After a while, Mara decided to test Surambatta's faith in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha.
过后一段时间呢，有一个恶魔呢，决定啊要去考验看苏拉巴达呢对这个佛法僧的信心。
For this reason, he took on a Buddha-like appearance, went to see Surambatta.
所以这样呢，这个恶魔呢就变成佛陀的样子这样，那么去见苏拉巴达。
When Surambatta saw that the Buddha had come back again, he paid his respects and waited for the Buddha to say something.
当 Surambatta 看到佛陀又走回来了，他就礼敬他，那么就等佛陀讲一些话。
Mara, looking like the Buddha, said, "Surambatta, I have told you that the five aggregates have the nature of impermanence, suffering and non-self."
那么呢，这个恶魔呢就假装好像佛陀这样的跟苏拉巴达讲：“我曾经告诉过你，五蕴呢它是无常、苦、无我的。”
Now note that.There are also some dharma which are permanent, pleasant, and safe.
现在呢，也是有些佛法呢，他讲是说永恒、快乐以及有我的。
You see Buddha-like appearance. Suppose you see, and if he said to you.I have told you that the five aggregates are impermanent, suffering, and non-self. But now, please note, there are also some dharmas which are permanent, pleasant, and safe. What will you do at that time?
如果换作是你啊，像苏兰巴达这样的情形，这个恶魔变成这样了，跟他讲这样，那么你会怎样呢？
Surambatta was not fool.
Surambatta 呢也不是很愚痴的。
knowing the nature of the Buddha, he knew that the Buddha never says anything that is misleading or wrong. Furthermore, he himself had penetrated the Dharma as it really is.
而且呢，他本身呢，也对佛法呢，已经见到法了。
Even Mara could not make him change.
所以呢，恶魔呢，甚至这个恶魔呢，也是不能改变他的。
When Surabhata asked, "Are you Mara?"
那么，这个当这个苏兰巴达问这个恶魔，你是恶魔吗？
Mara confessed that he was.
那么，这个恶魔就承认他是恶魔。
Surabhata then said to him, "My faith is unshakable."
那么，苏兰巴达就跟这个恶魔说呢。 我的信心呢，已经不能动摇了。It
has been rooted and is well established in me.
它已经生根了，已经很强的这个培育在我。Mara,
if you appear as a hundred or thousands in number, you still could not change me. Live here.
他跟恶魔说。 如果你变成一百个、一千个来讲呢，我是不会改变的，所以请你离开吧。
I think as for you, very difficult, right? If you say, if some teacher says, "No, no, this is true," and you follow, another teacher says, "This is true," you follow.
如果我们一般上呢，知道有一个老师跟我们这样讲呢，我们就跟另外一个老师讲那样的时候，我们就跟这样。Here
we should consider how Surabhata, as a Sotapanna, had established unshakable faith in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha.
所以这边呢，我们知道呢，就是因为Surabhata呢，他已经是一果了。 那么他已经得到这个对佛法身完全没有动摇的心。If
he were an ordinary person, he might have believed Mara.
如果他是一个凡夫来讲呢，他可能就相信了这个恶魔了。The
great difference is between a Sotapanna and an ordinary person.
一个圣者呢，一个一果的人呢，跟一个普通人呢。
This was declared by the Buddha in the Sacca Samyutta of the Mahavagga Samyutta.
这一点呢，在这个Mahavagga Samyutta 里面有讲到。The
title of the sutta is a finger nail.
这个经典呢，就是 finger nail 是指甲。
Therein it was said, on one occasion, the Blessed One took up a little bit of soil on the tip of his fingernail and addressed the bhikkhus thus.
有一次的时候，佛陀呢就把一点呢沙放在他的指尖呢，就跟他的比丘们讲。
What do you think, bhikkhus? Which is more, a little bit of soil on the tip of my fingernail or the great earth?
那么他就跟比丘讲，你认为怎样呢？我手指那个沙比较多呢，还是地上的沙比较多？
Is it a difficult question?
很难的问题吗？这个。
Can you answer? Can you give an answer? Which is more, a little bit of soil that I have taken up on my fingernail or the great earth? Okay, so the Venerable, the Bhikkhu give an answer. Venerable Sir, the great are these more?
所以呢，这个比丘们就回答呢，这个地上的沙比较多。
Buddha can make comparison, very clear comparison. Something what is very much and something what is a very little, because of omniscient knowledge.
佛陀可以做得很好的比较，很清楚的比较呢，因为佛陀呢是充满智慧的。
The little bit of soil that the Blessed One has taken up on the tip of his fingernail is trifling.
那个在我手指上的那个沙呢是非常少的。
Compared to the great earth, the little bit of soil that the Blessed One has taken up on the tip of his fingernail does not bear comparison, does not amount even to a friction.
所以手指甲上的沙呢是完全不能跟这个地上的沙比较的。
So do bhikkhus. For a noble disciple, a person accomplished in view, who has made the breakthrough, the suffering that has been destroyed and eliminated is more, while that which remains is trifling.
所以同样的跟比丘讲佛陀，所以同样的一个圣者的弟子啊，就是成道的呢，说已经得到了，就是他的那个苦呢减少，已经破坏了非常的多，存下来呢只是一点点。
你明白吗？Compared to the former mass of suffering that has been destroyed and eliminated, the latter does not bear comparison, does not amount even to a friction, as there is a maximum of 7 more lives.
比较起来，一个如果一个凡夫呢，那么是不能比较的，因为还一凡夫还要过非常紧的这个。投身作为这个六道轮回，那么因为生者呢最多呢只是投身为这个三国这个六道呢只是替身罢了。
Who are you? Who are you? You should know. Don't be happy. You have a lot of suffering to suffer. You haven't removed anything anymore. Anything you need to remove then. Only then you can be free from suffering in the four woeful states.
还要说呢，你们不要高兴，你们应该尽量的努力，要不然呢我们会一直在这个六道轮回非常紧的时间。
For the Sotapanna, the suffering that has been destroyed and eliminated is small. The suffering that remains is only a little bit only.
至于一果罗汉呢，他这种种的苦呢，已经被消灭掉了，非常的多，只是存下来了一点点罢了。
There is a maximum of 7 more lives only.
最多呢只是七生罢了。
He is one who understands as it really is. This is suffering, this is the origin of suffering, this is the cessation of suffering, this is the way leading to the cessation of suffering.
这个已经成道的人他已经了解到这个是生命，这是苦，这是苦的原因，这是灭苦，这是灭苦的道路。
The first noble person, a Sotapanna, is completely free from suffering in the four woeful states.
一个一果罗汉呢，他已经完全呢不会再投身在四恶道了。
Ordinary people are still subject to suffering there.
然后我们凡夫呢还是会掉在十二道的。
Because of not knowing the Four Noble Truths, ordinary people are subject to many dangers.
因为不了解这个四圣谛，没有看到这个四圣谛的，我们一般上的人呢，就非常的危险。
One of the dangers is not recognizing the right teacher to follow.
其中一个危险呢，就是不能知道哪一个是对的这个老师。
That's why the commentary explains that ordinary people are those.Who look up to many different teachers.
所以在这个论藏经里面有讲到，一般上的人呢都会找种种不一样的老师。
Do you agree with it?
你同意吗？
The commentary explains that ordinary people are those who look up to many different teachers.
论藏经里面有讲了，我们普通人呢，就是常常找不同的老师。
However, if you have accumulated enough wholesome actions in your past to differentiate the right teacher from the wrong teacher, it means you have been taught the right teaching from someone in your past.
但是如果你在过去世呢，有做这种种种的善业呢，你就能。分别到哪一次对的老师，哪一个是不好的老师，这样呢，你就能跟对的老师来去走这个道路。
You are being driven by the force of the past good actions.
那么这些都是因为你过去世所造的那个因啊，导致你目前这样的情形。
That's why.I encourage you to learn the true teaching of the Buddha in this very life.
所以呢，我非常鼓励你们要学习这个真正的佛法，佛陀佛教在这一生里面。
Be concerned about whether or not someone is teaching in accordance with the Buddha's true teaching.
那么我们要注意，这个。对的或者正确的佛法，是不是这个人教的
？To be able to do for the good of yourself, you need to take your responsibility. What is that responsibility?
因为如果要为你自己的利益着想呢，你要负起这个责任。
That responsibility is.To study what is the true teachings of the Buddha.
那个责任就是说，我们要去学这个真正的对的佛法。
Only then you can differentiate what is the right, what is the wrong one.
这样呢，你将来。才会分辨哪个对的，哪个错的。
You know that no one can teach the path leading to Nirvana themselves.
你知道吗？没有任何人他自己与自己教你来怎样去得到涅槃。
Keep in mind that the Buddha taught the path leading to Nirvana.
记住，佛陀是佛陀教这个佛法怎样去导致涅槃的。
It is his teaching.
这是他的教导。
It comes to us directly from him.
他这个教导呢，直接的给我们接触到。
To make you understand more clearly.Here I have told all of you, no one can teach.
The path leading to Nirvana by themselves.
再要说呢，除了佛陀能教我们导致涅槃的那个方法呢，其他人呢， 并不能将我们前往涅槃的方法。
Do you understand what does it mean?
我们明白了是什么意思。
Now we can teach. We can teach. Why? Why can we teach the way it is to be done?
现在我们能教这个前往涅槃的那个道路的方法，为什么我们能教呢？
Because we listen the voice of the Buddha and we share the voice of the Buddha to all of you. Because of this reason, we are just representatives. We are not really the originator. If we don't follow the voice of the Buddha, what we are teaching will not be the way it is to be done. That's why no one can teach the way it is to be done, like I said, without following the voice of the Buddha.If we are teaching by themselves, it will not be the way we need to
do. 我的意思是说，今天我们能教这个采取这个导致涅槃的方法呢，也是因为佛陀教了我们，那么我们只是代表这样来教，所以也如果一个人说他是他本身的方法能教我们去这个涅槃呢？那是不可能的。
I will give more explanation. Do you perceive a Buddha?
再刚才讲的比较详细一点，你们知道吗？把这个 Buddha 一直播。
Perceive a Buddha. They translate it into private Buddha, undeclared Buddha, silent Buddha.Which one do you like?
没有，把这个布达呢，就称为是private 布达，私人的布达，或者 silent 这个静的那个布达。
And declared.
还有是没有 declared 没有讲出来那个的布达。
Why is it so that he is called?Silent Buddha, private Buddha, and declared Buddha. Because he could not teach the way he is to be Buddha, even though he is a self-enlightened one.
因为他不能教导你前往这个涅槃的道路，虽然是他本身已经开悟了。
Omniscient Buddha, our Buddha, Omniscient Buddha, also said enlightened one. Pachinga Buddha, the primary Buddha and declared Buddha, also said enlightened one. What is the difference between these two Buddhas?
我们的圆满正界的佛陀也是一个开悟的众生，这个这个Pachinga Buddha呢也是一个开悟的众生，那么他们呢有什么分别呢？
那这个不一样。He is self-enlightened. Yes, it is true. But conventionally explained, his realization is like a person who is new. He dreamt, he dreamed. Can he say what he dreamt?Because he is new, that's why he can't say anything what he had dreamt.
在这个《论藏经》里面有讲，这个弟子佛呢，他就好像一个新的人，或者所谓的他不能讲出他所了解的，因为就好像他做梦，那个梦呢，他不能讲出来那个梦境。
The reason is, even though Pachinga Buddha is said enlightened one, he could not express the Dhamma that he has penetrated into words. Because of this reason, for all of us, only when we hear explanation in words, we can understand, we can follow practice.But for Pachinga Buddha, he cannot express is Dhamma in the world says it cannot teach the way we need to
因为弟子果呢他不懂得把说我经验的东西把它用话来讲出来那么我们只有听过这个话然后我们才明白跟着他去行如果他不能用这语言来讲出来那么我们也是不能跟着他了解他的方法去修行
It's crazy What he has been instructed into what is the ability of omniscient Buddha No one in the world can do itOnly when the omniscient Buddha, our Buddha here, he can explain what he has demonstrated into words. Now, Tipitaka, it is what he has explained into words, the way we need to.
只有圆满世界的佛陀呢，他才能用这语言来告诉我们怎样去修行。那么所以今天我们才有这个三藏经啊了解这个修行的方法
That's why if someone teach the Dhamma without following the words of the Buddha it's like a person it's like doing someone who has no ability to teach even the Vajjhika Buddha who is set alive one cannot teachHow can you teach the way to the Nibbana? That's why, without following the words of the Buddha, no one can teach the way to the Nibbana. That's why we must be very careful whether someone is teaching the way to the Nibbana, following the words of the Buddha or not.
所以如果一个人呢他教导我们怎样去前往涅槃的那个方法但是他不是根据佛陀所讲的那是不可能的因为一直佛本身他已经是开悟的众生了他也无法把教修行的方法呢把这个语言跟我们讲那么更不用说了这是一个普通的人他又没有跟佛陀的教法来教我们那是不可能会教到我们前往涅槃的方法的
Between birth and death, please reflect on this question. How many teachers have you searched for, expecting something from them?
那么你自己为你自己去观想这个问题，有多少老师你在找？那么你对他们有期望什么东西？
Are you still hoping to find other teachers?
还是你在正在寻找你所要找的老师
Yes, you should know that no worldly teacher can make you feel satisfied and content.
是的，你应该知道呢，这个在这个世俗上的这老师来讲呢，是不可能让你满意以及
Why? 为什么呢？
为什么呢
？Because both you and me are driven in a specific direction by the fires such as greed, hatred, delusion, pride, jealousy, and stinginess.
为什么呢？因为你跟你的老师呢，都是有这个。烦恼所谓的贪嗔痴那个骄傲这个妒忌还有那个吝啬
We are all slaves of the defilements not the master
我们都是这个烦恼的这个奴隶不是他的主人
They lead us onto the wrong path
这些带领我们前往不对的道路
Usually, people get from the intention to satisfy their worldly desires and craving.
普通呢，一般上的人呢，所做的任何事情呢，都是满足他自己的心情，以及所追求的东西。
Craving, which is almost always hunger for something, is satisfying.
那么那个craving 呢，就是执着某种东西呢，就好像一直很贪恋的去找一些东西，它是一个烦恼。
We suffer. We approach someone for something we want, and they welcome us because of something we want.
就比如人的关系呢，你去找某些人，你就是希望得到某种东西。那那些人答应你跟你来往，也是为了某种东西要得到你的这边。
This type of relationship does not foster truth.
这种的关系呢，并不能导致我们了解所谓的真理。
It does not eradicate desire.
它也不能解除掉烦恼。
Because of this desire, we will not really be satisfied with who we are, nor will we be satisfied with who we are.
所以因为这样的烦恼呢，我们不能真正的满意啊，是我们是谁，或者他们满意他们是谁。
People often decide something or someone is good or bad based on the prospect of reciprocity or divinity.
那么人们每次做一样东西呢，都是为利益种种这些利益关系而去做的。
This way of thinking is subject to their changing likes and dislikes, and is ego-driven, self-serving, and fundamentally dishonest.
这种的想法呢，也是一直在改变，喜欢不喜欢呢？那么也是与我慢在里面的，那么也是有时充满了那个没有诚实的心。
Read books written by different teachers about meditation practice, which bring you many doubts in you.
你可能会读了一些书，比如某种的不一样的老师所写有关系的探究的，那么同时也带给你种种的疑问。
You may find it hard to decide who among them is right or wrong.
那么也感觉到很难的界定或者知道。谁是对的，谁是错的
？How can you know?
你怎样能知道呢
？Once you have seen the four noble truths, you can easily discern which of these books is right and which is wrong.
当你了解到这个四圣谛了，你就很容易的知道什么书是对的，什么书是不对的。
It is only when you meet someone who teaches you.How to eradicate the defilements in order to see Nibbana, and after having seen Nibbana, then your mind will finally be open.
只有当你遇到一位老师，能懂得教你怎样去消除掉这个烦恼，那么看到的涅槃，那么因为看到的涅槃呢，那么你的心呢才真正的满意或者了解到的。
Once you have seen the four noble truths, you see the Buddha.
如果你已经看到或者了解了这四圣谛呢，那么也是表示你真正看到佛陀。
You will no longer need to search for any other teacher.
你不需要再去找任何的老师了。
That's why our Buddha said, "The one who sees the Dhamma sees me."
所以佛陀说呢。一个人看到佛法呢，就是看到我。
The type of Buddha. Even though someone see the Buddha physically,
在佛陀时代呢，有些人呢，虽然是说他本身用眼睛看到了佛陀
，Buddha doesn't say that he or she sees him.
佛陀也没有讲那个人是看到了佛陀。
Buddha is not the body. Buddha is not his appearance. Buddha he became enlightened one because of the Dhamma. Dhamma represents the Buddha. Because of this reason, the one who sees the Dhamma in this present is the Buddha.
佛陀呢，因为他是因为了解了这个佛法而开悟的。 所以佛陀说呢，一个人看到佛法呢，就是看到了佛陀。The
one who has seen Nibbana will not look for other
teachers。一个人看到了涅槃的人呢，他不会再去找其他的老师的。He
has only one teacher, the Buddha.
他只有一位老师，就是佛陀。Because
this faith is rooted and well established in the Buddha. Dhamma and the Dhamma Sangha, it can be said that this faith is
unshakable.因为他的那个信心呢，已经很稳固，那么已经变得非常稳健，所以他可以讲，就是说，他对佛法身份的信心呢，已经不再动摇了。What
do you need to do? If you need an established and unshakable faith on the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha.
那么你要怎样做呢，才能得到对佛法身没有动摇呢？
You need to practice sila, samadhi, anya, systematically the way taught by the Buddha.
你只要修行戒定慧，要有实际的佛陀所教的。
We all need to establish. Unshakable faith in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Noble Sangha.
祝你们大家能够培育一个不能动摇的信心，佛法身。
May you all attain Nibbana, the peace, the peace.
祝你们在这一生能得到涅槃。
Satsang with Mooji.